Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on strengthening India-Ethiopia relations and Prime Minister's Oman visit. The participants are Gurjeet Singh, former ambassador, and Diksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was on a 2 days visit to Ethiopia. After successfully concluding his visit, he has now landed in Oman on the third and last leg of his three-nation tour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with the highest civilian honor of Ethiopia, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia. He also held wide-ranging talks with the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali. To discuss more about the India-Ethiopia ties, we are now delighted to be joined by Ambassador Gurjeet Singh. Ambassador Singh, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
This morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also addressed the joint session of the Ethiopian Parliament. He spoke about the rich cultural heritage which both the countries share.
It is a moment of a great privilege for me to stand before you today. It is wonderful to be here in Ethiopia, the land of lions. I feel very much at home because my home state Gujarat in India is also home to lions. I'm honored to be here in this temple of democracy, in the heart of a nation with ancient wisdom and modern aspirations.
Ambassador Gurjeet, before we talk about the decisions that were taken during this visit, can you briefly take us through the history of India-Ethiopia relations?
When you talk about India-Africa, in reality, it is the relationship between India and Ethiopia which is ancient. You know, in India, Africans are referred to as Habshi. Habshi means somebody who came from the land of Habsh, and Habsh was Abyssinia. So India's entry point to Africa was Abyssinia, the ancient Ethiopian kingdom. With that kingdom of the Aksumites in the near Adwa and beyond, there had lot of trade and cultural linkages with India. From that time on, the relationship is so strong and vibrant, and more importantly, it is the people-to-people relationship that has carried India and Ethiopia through. Since then, when Emperor Haile Selassie was there, you know, he suffered bombing by Italian fascist forces. At that time, India had adopted a Abyssinia Day in 1937 to protest the treatment of Abyssinia. Abyssinia was the one African country besides Liberia which has never been colonized. So the relationship has been very strong with post-war Ethiopia till now, when we have a modern Ethiopia.
Ambassador Singh, the bilateral partnership was elevated to strategic partnership during the talks between the two leaders in this current visit. Can you help us understand when is such a decision taken and what happens under the strategic partnership between any two countries?
Since 1991, when the Ethiopians overthrew the Marxist regime and restored democracy, they were working with a lot of Western countries. Subsequently, China made important inroads. And when I went to Ethiopia as ambassador in 2005, Ethiopia was the co-chair of the China-Africa Forum. But subsequently, they became so close to India because they saw in India a partner who could be emulated, whose democratic credentials, pluralistic society, and emerging economy status all impressed them. And they felt that this is a country with whom not only they need to partner and learn, but they also want to become like us. Since then, Ethiopia has followed a path where India and Ethiopia have had very strong relationships, particularly in the trade and economic side and education side. Now you ask me, when does the thought of strategic partnership come? This comes when all the major aspects of collaboration between two countries come together and you realize that you are not collaborating only on education or investment, but there is science and technology, there is defense, and there is technical cooperation, there is IT, a whole gamut of relations, and your international approaches show commonality. In that is the time when strategic coherence is seen and hence a strategic partnership comes up. I believe that coherence has been achieved now, and that is why India and Ethiopia have signed a strategic partnership.
Taking a cue from what you just said, that the entire gamut of relationship is being explored between the two countries, here I would like to point out that the trade between the two nations was US$550.19 million during 2024-25. And I also understand that both the sides have agreed to expand cooperation in various sectors, to name a few: agriculture, renewable energy, health, education, and many more. Can you also make us understand which are the areas which both the sides are planning to explore to enhance trade as well?
When you look at India-Ethiopia trade, it's only half the story. Ethiopia is a landlocked country and its main port is Djibouti. Very often goods are shipped to Djibouti, showing that as the destination, and after clearance, they come by trucks or railway from Djibouti to Ethiopia. Djibouti itself has about $500 million of trade with India, but it is such a small country that there is no way it could be absorbing all that. So all that is masked Ethiopian. So in effect, I would say India-Ethiopia trade is about $1 billion. But yet, for a country of the size of Ethiopia, with 132 million people and a growth rate of between 8 and 9%, this is not enough. We really must be able to do more. There are constraints in Ethiopia on foreign exchange availability because their exports remain low, and this causes concern while opening letters of credit and the like. So we should work with Ethiopia to help them to have some kind of a trading system where they can trade with India, perhaps in local currencies, provided their local currency has the substance to reach that stage. Now, when you ask me what are the areas, so areas like agriculture contribute a lot to Ethiopian exports. And if we support their agriculture, it will augment their exports to other countries and raise their foreign exchange balances, which they can then use to import from India. Similarly, when you have IT centers or vocational training center that India has established, they build capacity in Ethiopia, so people go and work in new businesses, which again provides them an avenue to the world and to India and raises their profile and earning capacity. This also means that a larger number of projects from India come. Third aspect is the very large amount of investment from India, more than $5 billion. Most of this is in small and medium enterprises, and they often bring Indian projects and machinery from India, which is a big source of trade expansion in India. On the Ethiopian export side, Ethiopia as a least developed country has the benefit of the duty-free tariff preference scheme, which India offers African LDCs. Some aspects like pulses, they are able to sell duty-free, quota-free to India. The idea is how to attract Indian investment in these kind of areas, which could then have buyback arrangements by Indian companies. And finally, the Africa Continental FTA allows Ethiopia to provide for regional markets rather than only their own market, which again attracts Indian companies who like the Ethiopian market, but through it can also go to the wider East African region.
MOUs were signed, such as customs cooperation, training for peacekeeping missions, establishment of a data center at the Ethiopian Foreign Office. Could you decode this for us?
The setting up of the data center is helping the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to augment their IT capacity and create efficient systems, because Ethiopia has a large population and also a large diaspora. Where the other agreement is concerned, for instance, on training for UN peacekeepers, you know, for the last 20 years, Ethiopia has emulated India and volunteered its armed forces for duty as a troop contributing country in peacekeeping operations. So with this agreement, India is now ready to train potential peacekeepers from Ethiopia at the UN peacekeeping training facility in India. Ethiopia, being a large trading country, an investment country, need augmentation of their customs capacity. We have done it in the past because we were their partner of choice. But now this has been put into an agreement that India will continue to assist Ethiopia in developing their customs systems so that they can provide faster clearances, which reduces the cost of imports and exports for them.
Ambassador Gurjeet, before we progress, I would also like to draw your attention to one very important point which the Prime Minister raised while speaking at the Parliament today. He emphasized that India and Ethiopia as nations of the global south must stand together to give greater voice to developing countries. How do you view this and how important is Ethiopia as a gateway to African Union for India?
Ethiopia is the headquarters of the African Union. Before that, since 1963, it was the headquarters of the predecessor, the Organization of African Unity. So Addis Ababa is known as the capital of Africa, and therefore it is very much entry point and gateway to Africa. At the same time, when we talk about coherence, you know, since 2023, when India held the chairmanship of the G20, we burnished our Global South credentials by a strong pitch for it in the joint communique. We also had a consensus on admitting the African Union as a full member of the G20. Subsequently, we supported Ethiopia as a member of BRICS. So we have shown, and Ethiopia has participated twice in the Voice of Global South summits, and their finance minister participated in the finance minister's forum of the same. So there has been fair amount of coherence. Now it comes that do we follow the same policies when it comes to terrorism, when it comes to climate change, when it comes to development finance, and we find that this attitude of commonality is very strong, which burnishes our common Global South approach. And therefore, when Prime Minister spoke about it, you would have seen the rousing reception he got.
Speaking to Akashvani News, Indian Ambassador in Ethiopia, Anil Kumar Rai, said that the visit was short, despite that it was successful and the outcome is phenomenal.
So the visit of Honorable Prime Minister took place out of a discussion which happened between both the leaders on the sidelines of G20, where on the request of Ethiopian Prime Minister, Prime Minister of India, Shri Modi ji, agreed to make a visit at the shortest possible time, and this visit has taken place within a month's time. So, although the duration of his stay in Ethiopia has been short, but the agenda has been quite wide, and the type of love, affection, commitment which both the leaders have shown is phenomenal.
Ambassador Gurjeet, it's been a very lucid explanation for our listeners to understand the India-Ethiopia relations. Ambassador, as I had mentioned earlier, Prime Minister landed in Oman this evening, and at the Muscat Airport, Prime Minister was received by Deputy Prime Minister for Defence Affairs, Syed Shahihab bin Tariq Al Said, and they had discussions on strengthening India-Oman defence cooperation and advancing the strategic partnership. So we also have a report from our correspondent who's covering the Prime Minister's visit to Oman. Let's first listen to that report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Oman after completing his visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. At the hotel, the Prime Minister was welcomed by the Indian community members. During his two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold comprehensive review of the entire spectrum of the bilateral relations with the Sultan of Oman tomorrow and also exchange perspectives on regional and international issues of mutual interest. He is expected to address business leaders from both the countries at a business forum. Mr. Modi will also interact with students and members of the Indian community who are eagerly waiting for his arrival. The Prime Minister is visiting the friendly nation on the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Mr. Modi is accompanied by a high-level delegation. This visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating 70th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations. With Rajesh Pali's report from Muscat, Oman, Shagun Chopra for Akashvani News.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Singh, for sparing your valuable time and joining us for Spotlight tonight.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening India-Ethiopia relations and Prime Minister's Oman visit. The participants were Gurjeet Singh, former ambassador, and Diksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Spotlight.
Spotlight.